Well, thank you so much, Mark, and it's great to be back. And belated happy Jubilee to everyone. I wonder what your favourite moment of the Jubilee weekend was. Maybe watching Paddington Bear having tea with the Queen, or the service in the cathedral, or little Prince Louis stealing the show by pulling funny faces during the rock concert, or covering his ears as the Red Arrows flew over. Maybe for you it was the pageant on Sunday, as described by one BBC correspondent as baffling, brilliant and bonkers. Or maybe for you, the greatest moment was seeing Brian May emerging under Queen Victoria's nose, playing We Will Rock You on his electric guitar. I wonder what she would have made of that. Well, we as a family had the great privilege on Thursday of going up to London, up to Westminster, to watch the planes flying over. We didn't quite make it up to the Mall, but we were in the right place near Big Ben, where we could see each of the 70 planes flying over with a massive roar of the crowd each time. And to top it off, our neighbourhood here in Huntingdon had a street party, complete with Union Jack cake and, of course, good old British weather. It was certainly a historic weekend, and one that no doubt all of us will remember for many years to come. There's a verse in the Bible which the then Archbishop of Canterbury gave to the Queen as she was preparing for her coronation. And it's some words from Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, verse 26, it says, "The greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves." The one who rules like the one who serves. Jesus was calling those with authority, kings, queens, rulers, we might say presidents, head teachers, politicians, managers, all of us, in as much as we've been given responsibility over others, to use that authority, not to big ourselves up, but to serve. And as we look at our news screens, and as we see rulers in other parts of the world using their power to invade, to oppress and to kill others, we must be grateful for a queen who from the start asked her subjects to pray that she would be a servant. And in doing so, she mirrored the servant king, Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom or a rescue for other people. Well, I don't know if you're a great pro-monarchy royalist or not, but either way, we should thank God for the Queen and for 70 years of service. But we should thank God all the more for the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, who gave up his life so that you and I might be forgiven and brought into a relationship with God. Well, have a great day and enjoy this great track to remind you of the Jubilee weekend.